Home is more important today than it's ever been. So if you're looking for the right place or trying to take advantage of those low interest rates with a refi, you should know that there's a nationally recognized mortgage originator right here in the Triad. Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation has been included in the top 200 loan originators in the country for 8 consecutive years. Providing personal service with experience, speed, and satisfaction is her number one priority. Trust Ashley to provide you with everything you need for a simple, rewarding home loan experience. And as a sponsor of the Triad Podcast Network, if you text or call Ashley at 336-575-9448 for your mortgage quote today, just mention the podcast, and upon receiving your quote, we'll send you a $25 local business gift card. 336-575-9448 to reach Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. Ashley McKenzie Sharp, NMLS ID number 100776, is a licensed mortgage originator in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS ID number 2289, is an equal housing lender.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.
Hi, this is Jason Beal, and welcome to the Downtown Winston-Salem Podcast. Today, we have George Bambliss, and if you don't know George Bambliss, he and his family have owned two businesses here locally in downtown. They own Recreation Billiards and previously in downtown Nietzsche's, which is now on Stratford Road. Welcome, George.
Thanks so much, Jason. It's a pleasure to be with you and with your audience.
It's great to talk about this wonderful business. When I first came here, I enjoyed visiting Recreation Billiards and learned about the long history and got to meet your father. And I just really enjoyed talking to him about things historical, about, you know, many of the experiences in his life. And I just want to share with you how much of an honor it was to have known him.
Well, my dad, everybody knew him as Pete, you know, was a special fellow. He was genuine. He was laid back. He cared for everyone. He was thankful for everything that he had. And he was a great guy. You know, my family ended up coming to Winston-Salem in the early 1920s and had restaurants here in town. And when Dad came back from World War II, he told his father, whose restaurant happened to be directly across the street, said, "Dad, we need to open up a place so the GIs can have a place to hang out and kind of talk to each other and talk about their experiences." And that was the birth of Recreation Billiards back in 1947. We hope to, God willing, have a 75th anniversary celebration next year in 2022.
Oh man, that's awesome. When your father came to the United States, did he come here or was he born here?
Well, so I think the way it worked was Dad was conceived in Greece and he was born in America. So he's an American citizen, but his dad actually had come to the United States much earlier, back at the turn of the 20th century, and actually served in the U.S. Army and fought in France. And then, you know, Dad went on to fight in World War II. And then my younger brother, who's not in the business, who's working with the Defense Department right now, He was with the military in Korea back in the early 1990s. So, you know, my grandfather served, and that kind of opened the door for our family. And when they came to Winston-Salem, he was in the restaurant business. And so, you know, Dad graduated from R.J. Reynolds High School in 43 and immediately went to the Army Air Corps. And so that was his experience, you know, right out of school and fighting for our country and really loving and appreciating the country and being a part of Winston-Salem and the small community that it was when they first came here in the 20s and then growing up in the 30s for him.
That's great. And so without asking your age or anything, but what are some of your fondest memories of your childhood being downtown? Your mother owned up downtown too, right?
Absolutely. So I'm more or less, I spent as much time downtown as I did at my home growing up, just because both parents had a business. And downtown was a neat little place as a kid. I mean, you know, we'd run the back alleys. We'd hang out at the YMCA all the time. Saturdays were really special because You know, we'd go to the kiddie shows right across the street from where the bar is at the Carolina Theater, and we'd watch the kiddie shows, and then right after that, we'd go to the YMCA and we'd play basketball. I mean, it was a special place, and I had other friends whose families owned businesses downtown as well. So we hung out a lot, and you know, downtown's changed quite a bit since those days back in the 60s and 70s. I graduated Reynolds in 77, so you know, I've been back in Winston-Salem since the late 80s, so it's good to be back home and part of this community, which is near and dear to our hearts.
Having gotten to know you, and I first got here in late 05 and started working in 06, you made the renovations to Recreation Billiards, if I had to guess, in 07, right? 08?
It was 06, 07, but really had started in 05, and then we were back up and running in 06, but continued to make improvements and changes. And you know, downtown had gone through a couple of attempts at revitalizing downtown. A lot of folks don't remember, but I think it was back in the early 70s, they tried to do a Trade Street Mall where they blocked off part of Trade Street from 4th Street all the way up to 5th Street, and that didn't really work. And then they tried to do the whole Winston Square project when they did the they redid the Stevens Center, and then they had started to try to bring in businesses, but there was no real residential downtown at that point, and there didn't appear to be a demand. So, you know, we didn't really do anything when that first big push to try to rebuild downtown Winston-Salem took place. So, but when you came in town and when all these changes started happening and that we knew the plan was sound because they recognized that having people living downtown was the key, right? And so we being one block away from the Nissen building, when the Nissen building basically hit its 80% occupancy level, we knew that there was enough of a critical mass of people down there for us to make changes and make the improvements and really try to make Recreation Billiards in that special place that it is today. You know, it's kind of like the community bar, right? Yeah. We all say if downtown is Winston-Salem's living room, then Rec Billiards is its comfortable old couch. And and then with the addition of Whiskey Box a few years back, you know, it's been very nice and really has added to the richness of what we offer to our patrons and the community as a whole.
Yeah, for people that don't know this, they should know it, is the Whiskey Box is a distinct bar, but closely aligned and owned by the same entity as Recreation Billiards, George.
Right.
And it's in the basement.
It's owned by us. We brought in when we did our rollout of our mixed beverage program, I had gone to Las Vegas. I found a great consultant that helped us with the project, and he helped me develop Whiskey Box. And we wanted to kind of create a different feeling down in Whiskey Box, where it was more single barrel bourbon, single malt scotch, a little bit of a more specialized environment down in the Whiskey Box. And we say that the Whiskey Box is Winston-Salem's original speakeasy cellar bar, because it's down in the cellar. And at one time they my dad had a business down there, and then it had fallen into disuse, and we were able to bring it back even better than what he had done. And so, yeah, we're very privileged to have a great little bar down in the basement there where there's got a good buzz, and we do high quality product, and people just love it down there. It's a special place.
Yeah, it's very nice. And I think when you think about downtown, I did a survey and there were no housing projects between 1947 and like 1990 or 2006 that were projects over 100 units, except for one, and that was the Crystal Towers. And so
right.
It was all very small projects, and there was no housing built downtown for like 40 years. The fact that you survived and went through all of that, it's an incredible story. And to think about now, so since that project is happening, we have over 500 units built are being built right now, and that's after we've already had about 4,000 units built over the last 20 years.
So they're almost approaching 5,000 new units in downtown area.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, and you have the Link 4th Street, which is being built in front of the old GMAC building right across the street.
Right, right.
There's even more housing planned. And so I think for Recreation Billiards, you guys made it through the long, and Winston-Salem was by no means a city alone in this experience of walking away from downtown and it experiencing the lack of investment. It's, you know, you're just far from, it's just amazing. What do you think kept you guys here?
You know, first of all, my dad and his brother owned the business and the building together. I ended up buying my uncle out in 1988, right? So,
yeah.
So, and at that time I told Dad, I said, look, Dad, the day is going to come where, you know, we're going to make changes, but that day doesn't seem to be on the horizon right now. So, but again, you know, my dad loved it down there. You know, he had his patrons. He was getting older too. So, you know, he was comfortable with what he did. So he wanted to keep it in the hopes that one day things would in fact turn around, not knowing that they would, but you know, as you said a moment ago, with the growth that's taken place over the past 20 years, that's been the driver. And, you know, people, listen, you've heard me talk about this before on other, there have been other videos that have been done for various public uses. And I speak about community all the time, right? And so there's an authenticity about downtown Winston-Salem that people appreciate. You know, you can go anywhere in the United States and you can find this homogenous retail experience anywhere you want to go, right? Because you don't know if you're in Texas, you don't know if you're in Florida, you don't know where you're at because everything looks the same. But when you're in downtown Winston-Salem or any downtown for that matter, you know, there is that authenticity that harkens back to a day gone by. And people appreciate that. They like that. That's why when we redid Rec Billiards, I didn't put everything in new in there. I left the mosaic tiles on the floor. I left the 16 foot ceilings inside. We wanted to expose as much of the history and the architecture of the building as possible, because I think people appreciate that. They respect that. Even in the whiskey box, we use the old doors from the second floor of our building as part of the facade, the face of the bar downstairs. At the whiskey box with its beautiful walnut bar top, but we use those doors as the front of the bar, and they're beautiful. And anyway, so that's the key. There is this uniqueness, right? It's got a great vibe. Downtown is happening. You can see in other parts of the city where they are maintaining the integrity of those old buildings that they're now repurposing. And that's been the key. And I think the fact that we've stayed true to our roots has been a big plus for downtown. And the people living downtown, they love it. They appreciate it. They want more of it.
All right. If you're enjoying this podcast, then I hope you'll take just a quick second to hear about the folks that make it all possible. And that's the Ginther Group, a Triad real estate team with a vast local knowledge. Don't believe me? Hear it for yourself by listening to their real estate show right here on the Triad Podcast Network. I'm not even in the market, and I don't know what I'd do without an ally like Blake Ginther and the Ginther Group. They've helped me find a plumber, a roofer, and even helped my family save hundreds each month when we refinanced our home. Now imagine how they can help if you are in the market. They can help you get started with an evaluation to list and market your home. So if you're thinking of buying or selling in the Triad, call the Ginther Group at 336-283-8689 or find them online at theginthergroup.com. Now back to the show.
Yeah, it's authentic for sure. And was it always three billiard tables on the ground floor, George?
The truth of the matter is there were four billiard tables, but the fourth one is in my home. And I have a little, almost my own little private billiard room down at our home. So no, there were four at one time. But, you know, in order to make that little common area there at the very front, we removed one and still had the three. But those three tables, just like the one that I have in my home, are the original tables from 1947. It was called the National Eight Ball Billiard Company that ended up being bought out years later by Brunswick. But those are the original tables and the original slate, the original rail. I mean, the whole thing, it's pretty amazing that they're still there. I mean, they've shown wear. They show wear on them, but you know what? It's a cool thing that they're up there and people use them, and they're in, you know, obviously we replace bumpers and we replace the pockets and everything, but the tables are still, they still look great, and they're people still enjoy it. And, you know, it's a great place for people getting to know each other. That's the great thing about Rec. You know, people come from all parts of town with all kinds of backgrounds, and they meet people at Rec that you don't meet in other places, right?
Oh yeah.
And that's the reoccurring thing I've heard from a number of our patrons over the years. We really enjoy it because we can meet a lot of people within the community. And I like that. I like the fact that we're able to provide that opportunity for the folks in our town, in our community.
It is. And I tell people that live downtown, tell me that they feel comfortable going there alone, and they'll generally meet friends there and make new friends.
Absolutely. People that you don't see at other places, you'll meet there. Because of that comfort level, because of the fact everyone kind of knows that's sort of the community gathering spot, right?
Yep.
And so, I mean, you know, you can't be all things to all people, but what we do, we try to do well. We try to provide a clean, fresh environment for everyone to have a good time and you know, where people are safe. And, you know, that's all it's about. We want people to enjoy themselves. It's about the experience.
One of the things that, and I just want to tell this story, and I mean this because it was a day where I'd gotten a call from Anheuser-Busch, and they said the Clydesdales were in town this date. I was like 2 weeks away. And, you know, I'd always looked at the Clydesdale picture in front on the wall there. I called you and asked you if you'd be interested, I think. And I called the city to see if they'd let us do it. The folks from R.H. Behringer here, Chip Harp was the guy. You know Chip, I'm sure. Everybody knows Chip in the bar business. I know he's retired by now, but, you know, we were able to bring them to town, and that was one of my fondest memories of Recreation Billiards and your father, and we were able to replicate that time when they had come before, which I forget how long ago that was.
I appreciate you bringing that up because that has a lot of fond memories for us as well. So for years I had been telling R.H. Behringer, please, please, please bring the Clydesdale horses back in town. You know, because I have a photograph of my grandfather. I took pictures. I wrote letters. You know, I wrote to St. Louis, and I wrote everywhere, right? Please bring them to Winston-Salem. My grandfather has got a photograph. I have a photograph of my grandfather standing with the Clydesdales in front of Recreation Billiards just a couple of years after it had opened up. This photograph was taken in 1949, and my grandfather, after whom I'm named, is standing there in his three-piece suit, very proud, you know, American of Greek descent, you know, holding the Clydesdales in front of his newly established business. And so I begged them to bring him in. I said, you know, my dad's getting older. Well, sadly, my dad passed in 2010, in October of 2010. The Clydesdales ended up making it to Winston-Salem in April of 2011.
Oh.
So even though Pete wasn't there, his spirit was alive and well with us because we knew that, you know, he had to be looking down on us, smiling and thinking, you know, they finally got there. And I would have loved to have had a photograph of my father with the Clydesdales, but as it turns out, I've got a photo of myself and my son with the Clydesdales, and my son is named after my dad. So, you know, that's the Greek Orthodox tradition, right? The firstborn gets named after the father's father. So the tradition lives on, even though Peter is in Nashville, Tennessee right now. So yeah, the Clydesdales came and we had all those pictures taken, and the truth of the matter is we do have one of those pictures hanging on the back bar there in the very middle, along with my grandfather's picture. But we have a number of other pictures that eventually we're going to print probably for the 75th anniversary and hang up on the walls as well. But thank you for bringing that up. That's an important point. And you know, for my dad, We honor his memory in a lot of ways. We used to have birthday parties for him every time he'd turn an even number, or every 5 years. And so when he passed and we redid the whiskey box, not only do we call it Pete's Whiskey Box, but we also named a drink after him. So the consultant came to us and says, what about we name one of the drinks the ELP? And I said, what's the ELP? He goes, you know, your favorite saying on one of the T-shirts you had for his birthday. I said, what was that? He goes, everybody loves Pete. So we have the ELP drink down at Rec. We use a bourbon and we use amaretto and we use a little bit of basil, and it's a fun little drink, right? And it's named after my dad. So and seems to be one of the favorites down there as well. So Dad's memory is alive and well, even if he wasn't able to make it with the Clydesdales.
Well, you think about all the different businesses that have come and gone in downtown, and you guys have persevered. When Miller's closed, that was another one that was here for a long time, and Sea Park sadly moved out to Clemens. And I'm trying to think about maybe some other businesses that have been here for a long time.
Well, Lighthouse closed down a while ago, and I hope that Harold decides to come back in town and do something there. But there have been a lot of businesses over there. You know, I played musical instrument. I played violin. I used to go to Sea Park all the time down there. The Smith brothers, we knew each other from high school here at Reynolds, and that was their grandfather. And every time their grandfather, I'm sure I can tell this story. Every time their grandfather would come up to Rec Billiards for a 2 or 3 beer lunch, he'd always get a little bottle of Nips, which is like a breath mint kind of thing. And my friends would tell me, yeah, my grandmother always knew when my granddad had been down there, he always had Nips on his breath. So, you know, fun little memories like that of people that made downtown what it was and made it real and made it vibrant, people that cared for each other. And that's what I remember from downtown. So yeah. Absolutely. We respect that what downtown had been and what it is today and becoming more and more so.
Yeah. What do you think lies ahead for the business? Do you anything that you'd care to share about anything about the future for Recreation Billiards?
Well, for, you know, Rec Billiards and businesses in general, obviously there's been, you know, a lot of interest in downtown, a lot of people moving in downtown. And sometimes, you know, with COVID's kind of tempered a lot of that. Obviously, you know, we have hopefully plans to possibly redo our second floor without any particular plan in mind as far as its usage. I think that's something that we'll probably develop in the future, and that way we'll hopefully utilize all three levels of the building and maximize its use. And so, yeah, I think you're seeing that more and more. You're seeing the redevelopment of downtown in a big way. I think you brought up the GMAC building, which originally had been Intagon, and with Don Flo and the work that he's doing there. You know, my grandfather actually, when he moved his restaurant along with Bocock Stroud, which is a business still in town, but not doing all the things it did back in the day, they moved one block down where that GMAC, where that project is taking place on that old GMAC property there. So that's where my grandfather moved his restaurant, the Piccadilly Grill there. So, you know, I think the fact that you see people investing in downtown, I think we're just a little microcosm of what we see happening, and God willing, we'll be able to finish building out the rest of our facility there and hopefully see the continued growth of downtown Winston-Salem. I mean, it's amazing. I drove my mom through there. She's in her late 80s, and she was amazed to see the Innovation Quarter and everything that's going on down there and all of downtown and all the building projects and all the apartments. She was happy. I saw a big smile on my mom's face. Nitza had a big smile on her face.
That's so awesome. That makes me happy, incredibly happy, because
absolutely.
She is, you know, one of the things just even today, we had a good announcement that a law firm just made a huge lease in the old Winston-Salem Journal building. And I'm sure I'll be in the newspaper, but Blanco Tackerberry is moving close from where at Stratford Road to the old Journal building. And so I think people don't realize that it takes time to rebuild a downtown. And I wanted to ask you about, if you recall the decision around the turn of the century to convert 4th Street from a one-way street to a two-way street, because I wasn't here for it, but I would consider that to be a major change. And how did y'all view that at the beginning? And then how did you view it later?
Well, I think we were one of the ones that embraced the change. And the reason we embraced it, we recognized that going one way, it limited the kind of traffic that was coming through town. I think the fact that now it goes in both directions, and quite honestly, that's exactly the way it was, you know, back in the day. We've got an old picture from 1932 hanging in the bar right now of that block, and you'll see cars on both sides of the street. Now they may have used, you know, a part of what's now sidewalk as part of the road back then, especially on the other side of the street where Stevens Center is and where the Chamber Building is now. But still, I mean, so I think it's important for traffic, and I think you see an increase in foot traffic as well. It exposes people to that area and the whole of Fourth Street as well. So that's a positive thing, right? I know some people weren't excited about the change, but I think it's been a net positive over these years, and I think you'd probably agree.
Oh yeah, I think, you know, we're going to see that too on Liberty and Main Street. It is a hard thing, but I think in a lot of ways, slowing down the traffic creates that wide sidewalk and the ability for people to sit outside. And now that the weather is about to expand, and I'm so glad you brought up the COVID thing, because you guys have been closed for how many months did you guys have to close, George?
Well, you know, we closed down like right at St. Patrick's Day of 2020. Right. So, and then we were allowed to reopen, I think in late October or mid October, where we were allowed to have seven people sitting outside, right? That's what the governor's order was, right? So you can't do a business outside without having, you know, obviously you have indoor facilities, but so the fact of the matter is, you know, up until recently, we were virtually closed down for at least 10 months. Or even 11 months. So almost a year. So, you know, there are people out there that are hurting. I mean, the difference with us is, thank God, we own our own building, right?
Yeah.
Not everyone has that luxury. And so there are others that are out there that are really going through a tough time. And I know that these federal funds have been a positive, but it's not going to change the long-term struggle and the obstacles that exist to try to get back on track. And you know, who knows how COVID has changed consumer behavior.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I wanted to make sure to tell you how much a big part of our downtown is. And I'm just so happy. And I know that it couldn't have been easy. And we hope that your continued strength and hopefully prosperity, you know, it's just, I want to acknowledge what this must have been like over the last couple of months and years.
Well, I know you've spoken to a number of business owners over the months this past year or so, and I want the community to know this too. I want all of Winston-Salem to know that the Downtown Winston-Salem Partnership and Jason Thiel and all his board members, you guys have been working mightily, not just now, not just with this particular bit of adversity we've been facing, but you've been working for a very long time to cultivate downtown into what it is, and I mean all the things that you're constantly trying to innovate and think of ways to bring people downtown. I mean, the streetery is one example. I know that recently the weather hasn't really cooperated with us, but you know, you guys have gone above and beyond trying to make this downtown vibrant and becoming the calling card for Winston-Salem. And that's exactly what it is. When people drive through downtown, they see the vibrancy that exists down there. They see the colorful built businesses and the people on the streets. And just the life that's down there right now is great. And I know I'm saying it out of appreciation, because I know that your efforts have been sincere. I know they've been sustained over a long period of time. And I know that you are committed, as is your entire organization and your board members, to making sure that downtown Winston-Salem is here to stay and will continue to grow and be the heartbeat of Winston-Salem. And we thank you for that. I thank you for that.
That's good to hear. It helps. This has been a tough couple of years. The month that COVID hit, we had a month and our year and a half of the street, the road closure with Business 40. And yeah. I really have, over the last 2.5 years, I feel COVID was different because it was worldwide. There's been some financial programs that helped. The road closure we've known for a little while, but we just haven't been able to get full petrol into downtown that we would want. And I think as we get past COVID, the next couple of months are going to be really important. And so you're going to see us doing the street area. And I'm pretty determined to have it this week, even, but the weather looks great. And then we're doing some other stuff on Trade Street, some advertising, a lot of other things with landscaping. And I could go on and on, but I won't. But I'll just tell you that I think the thing that I just know that people are going to enjoy this is because there's a lot of new people that come to town, new students that come from all of the different directions from, you know, everywhere, from all the different colleges. And they don't maybe know who the Bambolas family is. They just know Recreation Billiards. And so I hope this podcast gives them a little glimpse into who your family is.
Well, listen, I appreciate the opportunity. And thank you for thinking of us and giving us this opportunity. Yeah, we've been blessed to be part of this community over the years. And Winston-Salem's a great place. You know that we genuinely love this place, and we care about the people here, and we want to see its continued success and continued growth. And as you know, anything we can ever do to help in any of your projects, we're here to help you, my friend. Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, thank you. And George, thank you so much for being a part of our podcast. Do you have anything else that you want to share before we sign off?
You know, other than the fact that I want all of Winston-Salem to come downtown and enjoy the diversity of offerings that we have down there. I mean, but with all the restaurants and the bars and the art scene that's happening down there, I mean, it is a great place to be. And obviously there are things that are continuing to build and change downtown. So we're excited about all the changes that are happening. I know there's the Children's Museum is getting ready to be built here shortly. They're going to start building it here, I think, shortly. And so we're excited about it. And we want everyone to come down and participate and share and enjoy this special part of our town. Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, well, thank you. And thanks for being a part of it. We'll see you guys next time on the Downtown Winston-Salem podcast.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode on the Triad Podcast Network. Our mission is simple: provide information, advice, and stories about the people and places that make the North Carolina Triad such a great place to be. You can find us by searching Triad Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you like to listen. If you like what you heard and want to support the show and those that contribute, we would truly appreciate a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. It helps spread the word along, as do your shares on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Triad Podcast. To get in touch with us, simply email info@triadpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.